Creative Mornings is a monthly breakfast lecture series for creative folks that's completely free. So the idea is a little bit like the unconference, if you will. You know, a conference you go to get inspiration, but you have to travel usually. It's pretty costly. It takes 3 or 4 days of your time. So the idea is very similar, except for we offer it's a local event. It's completely free. It happens every month. So you have this repetition of community of people you get to know, but it's totally free. So it's a lot different, and it's only an hour, hour and a half total. So you come, you get inspired, you meet some people, and you go back to work.
City Light celebrates creativity and the ways, the numerous ways, the infinite ways, we like to say, in which people express themselves creatively. What does Creative Mornings define? What are the criteria for participating in Creative Mornings?
Yeah, well, that's part of the beauty of Creative Mornings, is that that term creative is pretty broad, right? So I say sometimes you might be an accountant who just perceives themselves as really creative. Maybe, you know, you read creative books, maybe you do a little bit of art on the side, but you're an accountant and you come to this because you identify as a creative person.
But so, creative accounting can be difficult, you know, sometimes.
That's right. You don't want to be too creative with your accounting.
A little shouty,
sure,
you
yeah.
know, a little shady, but yeah. What you're saying is you don't necessarily have to be part of the arts community.
Exactly. And that's part of the charm, I think, of Creative Mornings, is that there are focused groups for graphic designers, photographers, fine artists, copywriters, but this really captures all of that demographic because it's for anyone who identifies themselves as creative. And that's what I'm starting to see a lot in Atlanta. There's a rising class of people who identify themselves first and foremost as creatives. And that's a lot of the heart of Creative Mornings, is we want to gather the creative class and we want to inspire all of us just to do better things, because we believe that when the creative class rises in a city, the city really benefits from that.
So do you nurture each other's creativity? What's the objective?
You know, the objective is pretty simple. We want to inspire the attendees that come to the events, these creatives, through a really interesting story or message or lecture from someone who's presenting. So usually I find someone that's doing something interesting that's unique to Atlanta that fits with our theme. So we do have global themes each month.
This is interesting because it's clearly local and meant to be local. You mentioned you don't have to travel for the conferences, but global themes.
That's right. So there's 115, I believe, chapters worldwide, and we were the 11th. So just 4 years ago, there were only 11 of us, and so it's really exploded and
wow.
Scaled. I call it our slow world domination, because we're slowly popping up chapters in every single city. Even I think next week, Fort Lauderdale is opening their first chapter, which is fun because they're pretty close to us, and there's not a ton of chapters that close to Atlanta. They're all over the world. You know, you see them pop up in Budapest or, you know, some small country that you've never even really heard of or can't pronounce, but they have a Creative Mornings chapter doing exactly what we're doing once a month. So you start to see this global network of this creative conversation that's happening, and we're a part of that. And Atlanta is on the forefront of that, which is really exciting for me to see Atlanta on the map with some of these major cities that are known for their creativity. Well, now our chapter in Creative Mornings is one of the most successful out of all of these. And it's fun to see us, you know, really thrive in that context of these global creative cities. Atlanta is on the map for that now.
Personally become involved?
So I went to a conference in Chicago I'm a graphic designer by trade, work for a branding firm here in town, went to a conference in Chicago, like a lot of people do in our industry, and a friend of mine said, hey, while you're in town, why don't you come to this breakfast thing that my friend does? And I said, okay, that sounds great. So we actually didn't have tickets. He snuck me in. He said, tickets go really fast, but I think I can get you in. So we went, and I loved it. I thought it was just the most beautiful model of bringing people together, really, really simple, really powerful talk, connect with other local creatives, and then you go about your day. And so when I went to this first event, or my first event, I bumped into Tina Roth Eisenberg, also known as Swiss Miss, who started Creative Mornings out of New York. And I said, hey, I have a branding firm in Atlanta. I have a space that could host a chapter. Can I start this? And she said, yeah, let's talk about it. So we started that conversation, and we were going to do it in partnership with MailChimp. MailChimp's really involved with Creative Mornings globally, and they were already in talks about starting an Atlanta chapter. So myself and another guy named Mark from MailChimp started to put together the chapter. And then a couple days into that conversation, Mark said, hey, Blake, can you just run with it? I think I've got too much on my plate, but we'll be a founding partner and we'll continue to partner with you for all the events. So that's kind of how it got started.
I read that Tina Roth Eisenberg said she wanted it to be like a TED Talk, but for the rest of us.
Yeah.
So one should not feel one has to have achieved fame and global success to share ideas. Is that
right?
Pretty much how you see it?
Yeah. You know, I think the perception of TED is if you get invited to a TED conference, you're someone pretty special.
Yeah.
And so it's a similar model of a really tight lecture that's meant to inspire, but it's anyone can come. The registration opens, and registration does, you know, even though it's free, it sells out in a matter of minutes, but it's free. The registration opens the Monday before the event every month, so everyone knows and has an equal shot of getting tickets for it. So it's not an invitation-only type event. It really is for anyone who would be interested in a conversation on creativity.
How are you able to make the Creative Mornings free?
Through our partners. So it really is a community effort. MailChimp is a big role in that. The branding firm that I work for, Matchstick, is our producing partner every month. So they, you know, part of my job is to pull Creative Mornings off each month. And there's two other people on our team that work for Matchstick that also help me pull the event off each month. But then we work with venues that will host us. So we don't pay venues. They just open their doors. And we've had some great ones like Collinwald, High Museum, Atlanta Contemporary Art Center. We've been most frequently at a church called Grace Midtown that has a really beautiful industrial space. So we have venues that just give us their space and oftentimes their keys. They give us security guards and audio video people. I mean, it's a community effort. Photographers, videographers partner with us and give us their services for free. We don't pay any of our speakers. Our speakers do it, you know, for that bigger vision of helping Atlanta become a more creative city. And it really is a huge effort. We have over 200 volunteers that can participate. And so we'll send an email out and say, hey, who can volunteer this month? And we'll hear back from 15 to 20 or so. And it really is a community effort to pull it off each month for free.
How do you decide upon the speakers?
Well, that's where the themes really come into play. So different chapters across the world, really based on seniority, choose a theme as we go. So this month's theme is collaboration.
And who chose that?
I believe actually last month's theme was revolution, and it was chosen by Raleigh, North Carolina chapter. I'm not sure who chose collaboration. I think actually Amsterdam chose collaboration. So they kind of, everyone, you know, goes through the roster and is able to submit ideas, but then global headquarters out of New York, they kind of choose the final one, you know. But those themes help us steer which direction we could find a good speaker. So I think about who's really interesting in Atlanta, who's kind of unique to the theme, and how does it intersect with creativity? You know, so it's an interesting matrix to try to find. And recently it's been just people that I know or feel like are doing things that are interesting. And as we continue on, one of the tricks with Creative Mornings is that as a speaker, you don't repeat. So once you do a Creative Mornings talk, you've kind of done your Creative Mornings talk. So at some point, you know, we're 4 years into this. So at some point, your speaker pool starts to go down a little bit. So I'm always trying to find someone that's really interesting and really new that's doing something great in Atlanta. And we have brought people from outside of Atlanta.
What are your long-term goals for Creative Mornings?
You know, our vision is to inspire and gather the creative community in Atlanta. And I think that through the repetition of doing that monthly and creating this community, we will see the creative class in Atlanta continue to rise. And a couple different ways I hope that that happens is, civically, I hope that local leaders start to value the arts more.
Amen.
That they see the power of something like the Beltline and the creativity behind the thinking in that, and what it will do for the economy of Atlanta, for the culture of Atlanta, all the aspects that it impacts on our city. They'll start to say, "Wow, you know, the creative folks, they see the world in a different way." But maybe they see a better world. Maybe they have an idealistic vision, and maybe they'll move the needle a little bit more towards that, and we can really leverage that. We really need that. So I hope that our city and the cities of the world start to value creativity more. And it seems maybe a little bit lofty or aspirational that that could happen just from a monthly breakfast lecture series. But really, that is our vision. That's why we do it. That's why I wanted to start the chapter here in Atlanta to begin with.
I think it's a noble endeavor.
Thank you.
Thank you.